2FM. Now, it's been 6 years since Adele released her last album called 25, but the wait appears to be over for fans who've been patiently waiting new music from one of the biggest artists of the 21st century. Adele teased her forthcoming single, Easy On Me, earlier this week, and the new album called 30 is on the way. And Kate Brennan-Harding is here now to have a look back at Adele's career to date and what we can expect from her 30 era. Kate, welcome to the program. What can we expect from her 30 era?
Straight into it. Well, I don't think there's an artist...
She's all over the damn place.
She's amazing. Like instantly, 15 seconds with hardly any music actually in that 15 second clip. The video, for anyone who hasn't seen it, is she's putting a cassette into a car radio, yeah, and her hand is waving in the wind out of the window, and you just get a couple of seconds of what is going to be her next single, which is out this coming Friday, the 15th of October. And then she actually was on Instagram last night and she did an Instagram live, and apparently she got into trouble, or she was getting into trouble, her phone was hopping because she was playing the track for people who were paying attention into Instagram Live. But she's a once in a lifetime star, and I think she appeals to so many people across multiple generations, because she's very likable and down to earth, despite, yeah, the fact that now she's like obviously completely multimillionaire living in LA. But she's from Tottenham and she's always stayed true to her roots and stayed true to London. This latest album, it's going to be about... So most people think it must be about divorce, but she has stayed friends with her ex, and he lives on the same compound, and they're bringing up their son together. And what she decided to do, and she's on British Vogue, and she's also on US Vogue, which is the first time that's ever happened. Yeah. And in that magazine, she talks about how this album is for her son. She kind of was thinking about him when he's 20 and 30, and what kind of way she can explain why she sort of detonated the relationship. She blew it all up. And obviously that was... made him deeply unhappy. So this album is supposed to be about her owning what she's done, rather than, I mean, all her previous albums have been looking at sort of scorned lovers and exes who've kind of done her wrong, and you know, empowerment or love and loss. And this one is more about her looking at herself and then wanting to leave something for her son, really.
Yeah, I mean, her last album, the third album, that is the fourth biggest selling album of the 21st century.
Yeah.
You know, her second album is the first biggest,
yeah,
selling album of the 21st
Absolutely,
century. So
yeah,
there's a lot waiting on this, I can tell you. Like, she's sold millions over four albums,
she
just up to 100 million or more, is it?
Way more. And I mean, like, in the opening weeks of each release of album, like 22 million sold for 25. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's absolutely sensational.
25 being the title of an album.
Yes, exactly. All her album titles go by
her age,
but not necessarily the age of when she's releasing it, the age of when she was writing the tracks, and how that sort of best reflected her life, she feels, when she was releasing.
Right. Well, the charts are going to be dominated by Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga and Adele coming up to Christmas if this album comes out before that. Will it?
I would imagine it does, because if you look at her previous albums, I mean, look at the success she's had for only three albums from 2008, but all of her albums get released in winter. So either in November or in January. And for me, I feel that there's a definite purpose and a definite reason for doing that, because her music is that kind of, I call it a cup of cozy, a big, huge, warm kind of, you know, express yourself but hide under your jacket kind of music. And I can't see it being ever released, that kind of music in summer, because we need more upbeat kind of stuff, you know.
Well, I'll give you a blast. 14 seconds of Easy On Me from Adele.
Okay.
What is that? Is that it?
That's it. That's all you're getting. You get a bit more on Instagram, and some people have leaked that. But I believe, yeah, like, it's definitely Easy On Me. It's supposed to be around her kind of saying, you know, go easy on me. This is the reason why I had to make this choice. This is why I had to, you know, break up
and the whole
relationship.
Fame thing. Is she going to do the Vegas residency? There's talk about that.
There's talk about that, and I'd imagine that might suit her. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who Adele is. I'm just going on reading lots of interviews and sort of watching her for the last number of years. She's quite reclusive. She doesn't like...
No, she loves playing live and hates touring.
Yeah, exactly. And she hates kind of, like, she talks about going to, you know, an art gallery, and within 20 minutes someone will have clocked who she is, and she's swarmed by people.
Mm.
And she kind of wants to have as relatively, I'm doing this inverted commas, normal life as she can. So the residency might suit her, if she was to go and do that, you know.
Yeah, she's always said, like, that her career isn't her life, it's her hobby.
Yeah, but, well, she was going to give up. She was going to stop after 21. She thought, I'll go out on a career high, that'll be it. And she kind of had writer's block as well around that time. And then Skyfall happened in 2012, which, you know, again, gave everybody that that bit of Adele that they all wanted. And in 2013, she started writing again and led to 25, which obviously has Hello on it.
She said Hello. Here, hold on a second.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay, that's going back a little, but not going back far enough. So, Kate, let's go back even further. Let's take a look when she, where she came from, first three albums. Remind us how she exploded onto the scene.
Well, she exploded onto the scene. She was started, basically, Adele is from Tottenham in England, as it said. She grew up with her single mom and...
And her potty mouth.
Yeah, her very excellent potty mouth. She went to the Brit Academy. She was signed after someone heard just three tracks from her. So she was signed at 18. And released 19.
Yeah, we had your man in from XL Records. It was hilarious stuff. Like when she came out of the room with a cup of tea in her hand, some other sort of famous artist on the label said, "Oh, great, could you get me a cup of tea there?" Thinking that she was the tea lady.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. You know. In that kind of sexist way. But she burst onto the scene with 19. And 19 is an album that I think is worth revisiting for anybody who hasn't really listened to it, because it's not as explosive as her next two albums. Also, she was critiques at the time were sort of saying they were comparing her to Amy Winehouse just because she was from London and she was speaking about her own experiences, which I think was kind of unfair. But a lot of people have said, yeah, okay, she's the real deal, she's herself. And then the song that obviously broke her was Chasing Pavements,
yeah, which was about what?
Well, she had an ex-boyfriend.
Stuff.
It's always ex-boyfriend, always ex-boyfriend. Mm. Ex-boyfriend who cheated on her. She walked into the pub raging and she punched him in the face. And she got removed.
God.
I know, she got removed from the pub. And as she was walking home, she started writing lyrics on her phone and she was walking down these pavements, and that's where Chasing Pavements. She just thought, I'm just chasing people that don't want me. I'm causing my own downfall here, you know.
Yeah, Someone Like You or Rolling in the Deep are coming next. I never would have seen it with that one, though. I remember that was a big single, all
it
right,
was
but
massive.
It wouldn't have meant a lot to me, though.
Was massive, and it kind of, I will be honest, like I'm a massive Adele fan, but back then that kind of song was played so much it irritated me.
Yeah.
And actually, the more I've listened back now over the last week, it's because her voice isn't actually where it needed to go. She was smoking a lot back then, and I just think, you know, she in the album 21, she starts to really explore and use her voice, and we start to hear the power behind it. I don't think she was empowered enough on 19.
And on 19, did she write the stuff?
She wrote nearly all of it. Yep. Yeah, she did collaborate with a few, and then of course she did a cover of Dylan's track "Make You Feel My Love," which is definitely one of the most used wedding songs to this day. And Dylan gave it his blessing; he loved it. But 19, it was nominated for the Mercury Music Prize at the time, but it was nominated for 4 Grammys, which is pretty colossal for your debut album, which was amazing. And then, sure, you know, she's set. That's her foundation. And then we're going to go on to January 2011.
Okay, I'll give you a blast then, a job to make you feel my love.
Oh, yeah, do. I've known it from the moment
that we met. No doubt in my To Make You Feel My Love, Bob Dylan wrote the song. That's Adele. Now, let's take it, Kate, somewhere else, because 10 years ago, well, January 2011, we're talking the album 21. It's the second album. What happened?
Well, it defied expectations of everybody, even Adele.
It
topped the charts in 30 countries. It became the world's best-selling album for the year 2011 and 2012. I think you can start to hear as well, she had been going on tour in America and she had started to be introduced by her, the tour bus guy, to music from Nashville. So like you're hearing Dolly Parton, she was hearing Dolly Parton and she hadn't been exposed to country and she loved the direct way that country musicians write about how they're feeling. And so I think in this album you can start to hear her explore her lyrics in a clearer way. She's been direct, but in this there's kind of a funny thing where she wanted to be upbeat, she wanted this album to be upbeat, and she recorded a few songs and they just weren't working because she was just not capable of creating something of the same resonance, I think, when she was doing upbeat stuff. So they were all scrapped, and then she went through another breakup and she poured her heart into writing the songs for 21. It had 5 singles on it. Some of them, Rumour Has It, Set Fire to the Rain, Someone Like You, and the opening track, Rolling in the Deep, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
Just before I play a little bit of that, as I said, look at this here. In the United Kingdom, it's the best-selling album of the 21st century, the 4th best-selling album of all time, 23-week tenure atop the UK album charts, 23 weeks at number 1, longest by a female solo artist. And then it was 24 weeks at number 1 in the States, longer than any other album since 1985.
Yeah.
And the longest by a female solo artist in the Billboard's 200 history. Incredible stuff. Okay, I'll tell you, I'll play it then, because this is the one. This was the opening track, wasn't it?
The opening track, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. got to be a story behind the song, Kate. So what is it?
Oh, there's a massive story. So first of all, that version that you hear is the demo version. And the reason being, she was having a massive fight with her ex during the breakup, and she contacted her producer, Paul Epworth, and she just basically was like, I need to get this out of me. I need to express this. So after this massive fight, she goes in the next day to, basically she was going to record a ballad. And Paul Epworth said, OK, I want you to get all that raw emotion. And he got her to feel her heartbeat when she was singing it, and that's the pulsating beat that you get, literally pulsating, through that song. And they came up with something that I think was unusual and different for Adele, and that it was, you know, vengeful and fire and brimstone. And like, I think there's an awful lot of people who've played that song and just kind of would love to mic drop and walk out of a building and just be like, there you go, see. I just love that. I love that she was like, okay, I need to express this now. So that's where that track came from.
And she had been living in the States for a while, and the country music thing was taken over a little bit as well. She lives in the States, doesn't she? Live in Los Angeles.
She lives in LA now, yeah.
So therefore, she can fly back every night from Vegas. I think that's what the plan might be.
It might be, yeah. I mean, who knows her itinerary?
She
gets snuck around all over the place. But back then, at 21, she was sort of, you know, touring America a lot. And you have to remember as well, she's spoken about it quite a lot. She is kind of scared of fame, even at the same time she is massively famous, and she suffers from real anxiety, and she suffers from, you know, kind of what if these songs aren't good enough, which is why she seeks out people to collaborate with and sort of have a balance around collaboration, you know.
And she would have written more of the first album on her own than this one.
Yes, she would have. And this album, she starts to, like Paul Epworth, she's working with. She hasn't collaborated with Max Martin yet. He's on the way. But Linda Perry is involved as well. So she's, you know, beginning to utilise people. And I think what she's kind of doing now is definitely, like, she, when we move on to 25 in a second, she started to, like, do lots of stuff with people. And, like, Phil Collins, Damon Albarn famously said he'd never work with her again because they had five songs recorded.
Yeah, we had Damon Albarn on the programme talking about that. He was very nice about it and that, but I believe it went very badly.
Yeah, of course. Well, if you read between the lines and read just what Adele has said as well, she's like, never meet your heroes. It was a real disaster. And I'd say, you know, it's such a pity because, you know, you'd imagine that the two of them would possibly get on together. Yeah. But yeah, and I know he's been softer around it, but like he has been quoted, I'll never work with her again. Yeah, and she's like, whatever.
And nobody's ever heard the result of those sessions.
No, and I mean, there's lots more. Like with Phil Collins as well, she was going to be working with him. And he was sort of producing stuff, but they never, so much of, I think there must have been, she said there was enough for three albums. But, you know, it only came down to like what was placed on 25.
So if she was launched into the stratosphere, which she was, with
she
the
really
album
was,
21,
yeah.
Bond came calling with this. And Skyfall it is. So we played Hello there earlier on, and like, I think that was teased a little bit on the X Factor programme. What did it mean to you when you heard that first?
Well, I was not watching X Factor because I wouldn't be a fan of that programme, but I just, everything started to ping, and I was working I was a radio producer at the time, and the place went crazy. It was mass hysteria. It was like this clip that she had, again, similar to what she's doing now. And everybody was going crazy for Hello and for anything that she would put up. And I think it's something to be said, like, she's quiet, she's stealth-like, and then boom, she's out. And of course, people are hungry for anything she has to release. But the next day, Hello was really released, and I think it must have been just played on a loop on every radio station that day. Again, she made the news, and I love that track. But you know that track, it took her 6 months to make it because there were so many collaborators, and she has said that she doesn't want to ever make another track like that because she did not like the fame that song brought her.
Oh really? Oh, yeah. I thought she didn't like the way it had to work. Too many collaborators.
She didn't mind
the broth.
No, she didn't mind that. She was totally fine with that. She didn't write that at home as well. It was unusual in that she wrote it.
But
in
weren't
the
there an awful lot more songs? And therefore, I have to ask the question: are there an awful lot more out there from those sessions that have not been released?
Yeah, there would be loads and loads, and I would imagine that there might be back catalogues released down the line. But she's very protective of her work, and she's protective of, you know, she wants to release something that is representative of where she's at that space and time.
What about just like one track like I have here, Send My Love to Your Lover? Tell me about that.
Oh, it's brilliant. So this is when she starts collaborating with Max Martin, the absolute amazing Swedish producer. She basically was listening to a Taylor Swift track called I Knew You Were Trouble, and she works a lot, she works closely with Ryan Tedder, who's a massive songwriter, but he's also the lead guy in One Republic. And she said, oh god, I like that, I really love that. And he was like, do you know, that's Max Martin, I'll introduce you. So they were introduced, and basically Send My Love to Your Lover. And if you, when you hear the start of Send My Love to Your Lover, you can hear the Taylor Swift kind of sound, you can hear the Max Martin obviously sound, you know, of it. So, you know, you start to see her going into a more pop style with that track.
Okay, fair enough.
Dave is gone.
Yeah.
But do you think that's because it's more the pop kind of maestro, the guy who's been pretty much controlling, pulling the strings of pop.
This guy, Max Martin. Yeah.
So, you know,
Ryan Tedder has just done everything under the sun.
He has. But it's amazing because when you start to notice who the producers are, you start to hear it everywhere. Like, oh, that's a Max Tedder or Max Martin, that's a Ryan Tedder. You can hear them everywhere. The thing with Adele, though, is she still maintains her own identity and her authenticity?
Yeah, what about the live, like the authenticity of vinyl? Didn't the vinyl do well with all of this?
Well, this is the thing. She doesn't go on streaming platforms when she releases a song first, or she releases the single and leaves it up there for a while. Yeah, because she's credited with helping the music industry when it was on its knees, both for 21 and 25. The album sales for vinyl were massive for her for 25, and it looks like she's going to be doing the same
again.
As in
vinyl album?
Yeah. And like the thing, but all albums, the public publishing and buying of music, because she is like, well, you know, it's important to buy and have something that belongs to the artist and support the artist that way. And I think she has the clout to be able to do it, because obviously half the world is in love with her and wants to, you know, own a piece of the track and not kind of be searching for it on streaming devices, you know.
If I have a thing called Adele Devil Wears Prada, what am I talking about there?
I think, I'm not sure, to be honest. I think there might be a clip where she was on a Swedish music show and she's actually talking about Rolling in the Deep in that one, but she also talks about you know, her Devil Wears Prada moment where she's realising that she's not.
Right, okay, well, let's hear Adele.
My life's still wonderful and it's still blossoming and all that, but I just feel like the bigger your career gets, the smaller your life gets. And I remember seeing it in, it's not said like that, but, you know, Devil Wears Prada, the film, when, like, you know, she's, like, breaking out with her boyfriend. Everything to do with everything I ever do is based on a film. Like, literally, I have little snippets of films. Like, Rolling in the Deep was about Mark Wahlberg floating in the sea during the perfect storm. When he's reading the love letter. Like, that's what that's about. So, Rolling in the Deep's a bit... Yeah. That's like what I envisioned when I was singing.
You see, she just can actually crack jokes. She is the crack. Do you know what I mean? She's not worried about people sort of taking.
Yeah, I think of all the Glastonbury's on TV, I think her performance was the most watched of anybody's or something along those lines from a few years ago. So where does that leave us now then? It's the next album, is album number 4. It's called 30.
And well, we think it's called 30. I mean, it says it's called 30, but she could surprise us because she had said a few years ago she was going to stop using her age to define her albums, but it looks like this one is called 30.
Here, I'll give you a blast of Adele thanking Beyonce at the Grammys.
Oh, do, yeah, because I love this one.
I can't possibly accept this award, and I'm very humbled and I'm very grateful and gracious, but my artist of my life is Beyonce, and this album for me, the Lemonade album, was just so monumental, Beyonce. It was so monumental and so well thought out. And so beautiful and soul-bearing, and we all got to see another side to you that you don't always let us see, and we appreciate that. And all us artists here, we f***ing adore you. You are our light.
There's a word missing there.
The yes.
The way that you make me and my friends feel, the way you make my black friends feel is empowering, and you make them stand up for themselves. And I love you. I always have.
Very good, Adele. Did you see her at 3 Arena? Have you seen her at any of the big gigs?
I haven't.
I saw her at the Olympia. Oh, sorry, at 3 Olympia. Or at the Olympia, as it used to be called. She was like, she spends most of her time in between songs, just have no idea. She doesn't seem to have a set list. She didn't seem to know what
nattering.
She was doing next.
Yeah,
yeah, just nattering away. Yeah,
and taking off her heels and just being real and connected with the audience. But
tickets outside were going for 10 times the price.
Of course, yeah. But yeah. I love that clip with where she's thanking or she's talking and honouring Beyonce, because she did not feel, she felt like Lemonade was better. And I love that because she's a fans fan. She's a music fan. She still absolutely adores the people she's now rubbing shoulders with and is possibly bigger than in terms of album sales and recognition.
Yeah. I'll give you a blast of Adele Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, this is brilliant.
That's me playing the drums.
No. Hang on. That's you playing the drums.
I'm playing the drums.
No way.
Yeah.
Just shredding on the drums. You are. That is what I've always said, is that you are the female Phil Collins.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, I've got a new coat out of the budget today, and now it's
a tea situation.
You're driving. What are you doing?
Okay, Adele with your man.
James Corden.
Now, let's take a look at this here finally, because like most of the stuff that's been written about Adele over the last year has to do with, oh my God, is that Adele? She's a lot skinnier than she used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Weight loss stuff. Tell me about that, or do you have anything to say about it?
Well, I do. I think it's so boring that everybody has to have a conversation conversation around, you know, somebody's weight, a famous singer, an amazing singer, and, you know, her body, you know, and she has a great, I sent in a clip from Saturday Night Live where she talks about it briefly. I think you might have the clip there. Mm. But, you know, it's nobody else's business. She looks great. She always looked great. She's always been great. It doesn't matter what her...
Ah, it's everybody's business. All these things are everybody's business.
Oh, it's so boring. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh...
Okay, I'll give you some of that then. Listen, Kate, thank you very much indeed, Kate, for dropping into us on the programme today. That's, yeah, okay, fair enough. I'll just do this as an aside and throw it away. Okay.
And I know I look really, really different since you last saw me, but actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me. And this is the half that I chose.
There you go. Kate Brennan-Harding, thanks very much indeed for dropping in. And Adele, everybody's looking forward to that. Number four album.
Number four.
Probably called 30, but maybe not.
And probably number one forever.
Yep. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.